Yeah.
This is Graham Thickens again at GlueCon Day 2. We're at the lunch hour here, getting ready to start the afternoon session, and I'm with Seth Levine of the Foundry Group.
Hey, Graham. Nice to see you.
Seth is the brains behind, not the brawn, but the brains behind this wonderful event, and I'd say it's been a big success, wouldn't you?
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been fantastic. I'm really pleased with not just the turnout, but also the quality of the conversation that's taking place here.
Oh, absolutely. And Seth's colleague, Eric Norland, is the fellow, of course, who organized the whole event and has the staff here pulling it off so nicely. But anyway, I wanted to talk with Seth today about some of their recent investments, the Foundry Group, and one that was just announced yesterday, I believe,
was
MediaLets.
So this is a big week for Foundry Group. In the last 7 days, we've announced an investment in Gist, an investment which I know Brad talked to you about, an investment in Cloud Engines today, which is the company that's behind PogoPlug, and then MediaLets yesterday, which is...
Did you save these for glue, or...?
Well, there was a time about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I mean, all these investments had different trajectories in terms of when we started really digging in and working on them.
Sure.
And we're going to talk about this with MediaLets, and we've been talking with them for a long time. But there was a time about 3 or 4 weeks ago when we sort of realized that all of these investments were going to close about the same time. And we thought, well, why don't we orchestrate them to close within a week or so of each other, and then we'll get some nice kind of momentum, get the flywheel going a little bit by doing them all within a short period of time.
Sure. Well, now MediaLets is I understood them to be when they launched back when the App Store opened in July of 2008. As an ad network, how would you describe a mobile ad network? How do you describe them now today?
Well, I think it's hard to describe them in one sentence. But if I was forced to, with let's say a microphone in my face, I would say they're analytics and advertising for mobile platforms. Right, starting right now with Android and iPhone, but moving to Palm Pre. BlackBerry, Nokia, et cetera, over the next year or so.
So you first met these folks several months ago, then, and describe the process of how you decide to make an investment in a firm like this.
So I first met Eric Littman, who's the CEO. Probably about 9 months ago. It was shortly after they launched in July of 2008, and we started talking. And they weren't specifically looking for money at that time. They had just launched. He was trying to get his hands around sort of what the potential for the business was. And of course, they had very, very, very early stats coming in, not just on their own platform, but on the App Store itself. And it wasn't clear at that time sort of what trajectory the App Store would be on. And of course, that was the first platform, the iPhone. The first platform that they were available for. And so, Eric and I and the rest of his team, engaged in this dialogue over the course of a couple of months, and their entree into this market is analytics. We understand that metaphor really well. With companies like FeedBurner probably being the best example.
Oh, sure, yep. Mm-hmm.
And so, use analytics to get in with publishers and content providers, and then use that to sort of sell other services.
Sure.
At some point, maybe 4 months ago, Eric and I kind of sat down and said, "Hey, let's put something together here." And he had been talking to a few other people on the side, one of whom was DFJ Gotham, who ended up coming in as a co-investor with us. Another is Bobby Isdani, who's a longtime software entrepreneur and who's early investor in Google. He's got a number of angel investments in and around the Valley. And so we kind of coalesced over the course of a couple months this round together that we closed a couple of days ago and then announced yesterday.
And it's a $4 million Series A, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And did you look at any of the other firms? It seems to me a bunch of firms launched right around that time. I mean, firms like Pinch Media and some others. I know one firm I was working with last year, an iPhone app developer, has now launched a hyper-local mobile ad platform. That's DoApp launched Adagogo. I don't even know if you have heard about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you have. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just sort of curious. What makes MediaLets the company that you went for.
Certainly we're familiar with, just sort of through our connections as well as that through looking at media lists for so long, with kind of the market landscape. You know, Pinch, our good friends at Union Square, are investors in.
And, oh, they are?
And, you know, the other one that comes up, I think, in sort of the conversation, Flurry, which is on the West Coast. DFJ, the main fund, is in. So we certainly are familiar with a number of these different entities. You know, look, I think that they all have slightly different strategies, but fundamentally we're all talking about how to provide information to developers of applications on various mobile platforms, and then how do we help them, in some cases, then how do you extend that relationship into helping them monetize those applications?
So,
I think, but I think for me, the key differentiator for Media Lets, one of the key differentiators is is Eric, Rana, David, Bill, Theo, the whole management team there, because they've really kind of pushed the bounds. And you know, they announced they had logged their billionth event. Sort of this joke that they got to a billion before Apple. It's not really
interesting.
An apples to apples comparison, no pun intended.
No,
you know, they've really pushed the bounds on it. The first shakeable ad, the Dockers thing that they're doing, if you've seen it in some of the ESGN games, is where it's mostly running. You know, they're really being innovative. They're also, you know, I can't give too much away, but in terms of how we're thinking about the future of this market, their thinking was very much aligned with our thinking. And we're standing at the Glue conference. That might give you some ideas about how we're thinking about Media Lets and where they play in the ecosystem.
Sure.
And, you know, we alluded to it a little bit. I did in the post that I wrote for both the Foundry blog and then on my own blog.
Yes, and I did link to those posts this morning. I tweeted them, I believe.
Great. Yeah.
So, well, good. Well, so you're spending a lot of time in New York then, huh?
Yes, I spend at least a week a month in New York
now. Oh, do you really? So you're, well, that's great. And then you're on the board of Media Lets now?
Correct. And, you know, we've got a nice group of companies that are playing, very different businesses that are playing in and around the ad, you know, the online advertising ecosystem, two of whom are in New York, which is why I spend a good amount of my time.
And the other one being?
The other New York-based company is a company called AdMill. They do basically remnant inventory management for very large publishers, and they're growing extremely quickly, and we get access to great information, great data from those guys. Michael Barrett, who's a really well-known guy in the ad space, runs that company.
So, getting back to Media Lets, so it's app developers that they're targeting to utilize their service, right, to help them monetize.
There are three,
apps.
Yeah, I mean, there's three endpoints as I think about it in their ecosystem at the moment. One is the app developers, right, who we've developed code for so they can instrument their applications. The second is agencies, right, who want to run advertising but need all of the analytics that you would expect to have, you know, in an online campaign associated with a mobile campaign. And then lastly, are the brands themselves, right? Oftentimes we access those through the agencies, but they're a key constituent of the companies as well.
Does Media Lets become sort of an agency itself that's focused on mobile apps, or where do you know how does it fit into the ecosystem? Does it compete with agencies, or how would you position that?
No, we do some things that are agency like. And the creative director at Media Lets, Theo Sky, is got an agency kind of hat on at the moment, in the sense that he helps develop the campaigns. We can do some of the creative. It's the kind of things you'd expect to have to do in a really early market.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's not where Media Lets is going to play. We're doing that now because we're helping out the agency partners. And we do not see ourselves at all as competitive with agencies.
Yeah.
And in fact, and neither do they, which is why they're so eager to work with us.
Yeah.
We actually provide them, sort of augment what they're doing in a really nice, complementary way.
Sure.
And, you know, they're obviously focused on how to satisfy their brand clients, which really is what we are too.
And are they working with agencies all over, or are they just keeping really busy with the center of the universe there in Adland on Madison Avenue? Is that where they're spending most of their time?
They work with agencies across the country.
Oh, they do.
But I mean, there's a great nexus of the agency world, obviously, in New York, and I think, you know, from my perspective as an investor, and maybe this is starting to change, but I do feel like maybe some people in California, investors in California, don't necessarily appreciate sort of how much the nexus around advertising really sits in New York. particularly around brand advertising.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's
absolutely
the kind of thing that we're going after first with Media Lets. Yeah. And the fact that they're in New York and more focused at the moment on those New York relationships, you know, makes a lot of sense.
Can you give some examples of some relationships they have with brands that, that's public now?
Well, the main one that's public is the OMD relationship, which is the agency relationship through which they did this Dockers shakeable ad campaign. So that's kind of been the main one that's been talked about.
Yeah,
they work with obviously a handful of other agencies, some of whom aren't, you know, kind of as open about it. But that was a huge launch. It was the, you know, it was the first ad that you could really interact with your phone, kind of in the way that your phone is meant to be interacted with. That's very unique relative to that that platform, that device, you know, as opposed to, let's say, your computer, which I suppose we all shake our laptops in frustration every once in a while, but we don't get much of a reaction.
Are they? Are can we expect some new wrinkles with iPhone 3.0 software coming out with Media Lets, or is there any implications there?
My view is that 3.0 is a little bit more developer friendly in terms of some of the things it lets you do, for example, with the background. That's better for Media Lets because it opens up more things that they can actually do and keep track of.
More things you can measure, more analytics.
Absolutely, and it's sort of subtle, but there's some different ways that the apps can interact with each other now that they can't on the 2X platform. There'll be some subtle changes around that, but I think the main changes will be what developers themselves are doing.
Yeah. Well, great, and I'm sure we can read more on the Media Lets site, just medialets.com, right?
Correct.
And, we should wind this down. I'm looking forward to the afternoon session here, and I understand GLUE will happen again next year. The date's already been set, right?
Absolutely. We're locked in, and we'll
locked
do it again.
Locked and loaded, baby.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, Seth, it's great to see you again, and we sure hope we can get you and or Brad or both of you to the Twin Cities, maybe for our next bar camp.
You know I love the Twin Cities, so I'm looking forward to coming out.
Seth went to school at good old McAllister College, so, we'd love to have you back.
Great. Thanks, Graham.
Okay. Talk to you later, Seth.